This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, this is Dr. Vic, and you're listening to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. Sad to have you on, as this week we had an awesome guest come on and talk deep into the aspects. We go deep into the elements of consciousness, soul, spirituality, purpose, and so much more. Our guest was Kevin Carton, and what a great convo, great energy. I was actually on his podcast, which you can find in the show notes, Science of Spirituality. And great podcast. Love to him and his brother run that one. And you can see, again, check out the episode of me being interviewed by him, by Kevin and his brother. And we've decided we wanted to turn the tables around and let me interview Kevin. So before we get into this interview, I want to share a little bit about Kevin. Kevin specializes in empowering people to discover and live their soul's purpose. He began his journey when he took a deep leap of faith to leave pharmacy school to pursue his true purpose. In less than a year, he landed a job as a content developer for the premier training center of transformational life coaching, establishing himself as a budding expert in the personal development industry. Now, with over a decade of experience, Kevin is a speaker, teacher, and certified transformational life coach himself. He has spoken on stages in front of thousands of people, which led him to be being described as a young Bob Proctor and the next Tony Robbins. He shares weekly insight, inspiration, and motivation alongside his brother, co-host Chris Carton, on their podcast, Science and Spirituality, which has over 1 million downloads and listeners in 113 countries around the world. As a sought-after speaker, trainer, and coach, Kevin has helped hundreds of people break through limitations and trust themselves more deeply so they can make their unique impact of expanding consciousness in the world. Without further ado, here is my wonderful conversation and interview with Kevin Carton. Kevin, welcome to the show.
I'm thrilled to be here with you, Vic. Thank you for having me on.
Appreciate having you on, brother. I've been looking forward to this. I know it's been a little bit of a journey to get you on, but for all the listeners, I was on Kevin's podcast, and I loved his energy and everything. But I was like, I got to have him on. You can check out that episode in the show notes. But Kevin, getting right to the point of things, my listeners know I like to get straight to the point on stuff. Tell me a little bit about your story. How did you get into what you're doing today?
Yes, thank you for asking, and I'd be happy to share, because my journey is not a linear one, which I feel like many people don't have a linear journey, especially when it's aligned with their purpose or what they really love to do and how they help people. But for me, I have not always been a transformational life coach, helping people and deepening their understanding of who they are as a soul. My story started on the opposite end of the scientific side of things. And I went to school to get my doctorate in pharmacy, but that path I chose because I love helping people. I wanted to help people. I also love the science of things, but it was after just a handful of years, just 4 years in my undergrad, that I started to discover that that path wasn't really aligned with my core values as I grew. Because when I was 17, when I chose that path, like, how do I really know exactly what I want to be doing? But 4 years into it, I started working in a community pharmacy, and I saw just the same people coming back again and again and again, month after month, with the same health issues. And over those several months, at first it didn't really bother me. It was just kind of curious, just a curiosity. But over time, seeing the same people, and I feel like we weren't actually helping, I wasn't making a difference in these people's lives, it just broke my heart, because I wanted to help people. That was a core of why I even chose that career path. So I think there's, even to this day now, I still believe there's a place for Western medication, modern medication, but it's way overused. And so that was a pivotal point for me in my life, because I felt like I had lost my purpose. And so I was kind of in this space of, should I stay in this career path? I just had a few more years to go to get my doctorate, and I would be making six figures, like security, money. And like, my parents would say like, oh no, you'll be happy doing that. And like, I knew deep down, it just did not align with me. It didn't resonate. And I even imagined me being a pharmacist, having my doctorate, doing that work, 12-hour shifts in a community pharmacy, which is generally like the most common path. And I felt like I was just like sacrificing my soul. And so it was a several month process of deciding, but ultimately I came to that point of no return of like, I'm not staying here. There's nothing else for me here. And I didn't know exactly what was next. And it was a scary decision to leave because my parents were saying I should stay in school, especially also, I mean, they funded my education, which I'm really grateful for and feel deeply privileged for that. But then also my friends, they were like confused. They were like, thought I was crazy. Like, Kevin, what are you doing? Like, why do you want to leave? And then my own internal doubts, right? Like all of that was coming up. And yet there was still this part of me that knew that something else was calling my name. I don't even know what it was yet, but I knew there was something else. And so decided to leave. And 2 days later is when I met my mentor. Her name is Mary Morrissey. And I've been now coaching with her and being mentored by her for 9 years. And it first honestly started out with me having her as a support and a coach to help me just discover what the heck I even want to do with my life. Because I just, you know, freshly graduated with a 4-year degree, but no real path of like what I wanted to do for work or what I felt like my purpose was. So she helped me out a ton. And within a year, things changed. I got a year later, I did end up in a very synchronistic way. I won't tell that whole story. It's a long story, but I got a job working for a life coaching company. I was a content developer for them for 3.5 years. And I love that work. And then over time, I really started to realize like, okay, this work has helped me so much. It's changed my life so much. I want to help others in the same way. And so it really connected with me with my purpose. And that was my journey to even getting certified, getting trained, studying deeper, and actually then working to start my business and help people and living their purpose or living life they love, really. That's where it starts.
I love that. Where did now learning how to trust that feeling, right? Because you had parents telling you one thing, friends, you had your own dilemmas internally, but you kept trusting that feeling. Is this something that you just developed in that moment? Have you had experiences with it before? Tell us a little bit about that.
Great question. So I think I had some versions of that when I was younger. Like I just felt that there was something going on in the universe. This, especially from a scientific point of view, it's nuts. We live in an infinite universe. There's no end. And that, and now it's science, quantum physics would say it's a unified field of energy, but heck, in spirituality, we call it God, spirit, source, whatever you want to call it. There's something I knew that there was just something greater. So I think the trust came from that connection with source to some degree. And I don't think I had a conscious relationship with that when I was younger, but certain things happened, certain intuitions that would come to me and I would say something and it would be the perfect thing someone needed to hear. Or like there was a move I wanted to make and decision I wanted to make when I was younger before I got into college and all, and it just worked out. So there was definitely some experiences with that, but it wasn't until I got studying personal development, which was like about a year and a half before I did leave my pharmacy career path. This probably was definitely like the spark of like awareness of spiritual awakening. Like I could do anything I want if I can have it in my mind and dream it. Like I read, the first book I ever read in personal development was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. That book cracked me open. And so it was a more conscious development over like a year, year and a half. But it's still in the moment, those times, like when there's difficulty, it still can be difficult to actually connect with that knowing. Because again, like you said, like all the voices and everything like that, but definitely had some training, but still comes down to taking leaps of faith sometimes.
I only bring that up because I know for myself, like just recently in my life in the last year and a half, I mean, I had a chiropractic office, very successful for 12 years. And then my wife and I uproot from Chicago and we moved to Knoxville, and I'd have family members be like, why you've spent all this energy creating this awesome. You got into the community. People trust you. You're the go-to person. All the things that you wanted to create, you created. And then yet you're leaving all that to go start because I was already doing it, coaching, but do a whole new career into it, like full time is into that. And they were just like puzzled by it. But I bring this up often is like, is that feeling I've had. And again, at this point in my life, when I made that choice, I'm very experienced with it. But before, it's like you brought up something that I wanted to share, because it's like, when you were talking about going the pharmacy route and this feeling of like, you knew there was, I think you said the soul was like, you felt that, what was like that feeling that was showing up inside? Was it feel like you were dying inside if you kept going that route? Like, if you mind just elaborating a little bit on that.
Yes. I mean, you actually hit the nail on the head. It really did feel like I was dying inside, because you know, that path that was, it was very well laid out. You know, it was a well-worn path, and it just didn't feel right to me, which it can sound crazy, like you said, to many other people. But if you have that inside, then there's a level of knowing that can't be described with words, because it is a feeling, you know, that experience. But yeah, the pain of it, I like to define it as both a longing and a discontent. Those are two really, really good words to help identify that for me, of like when that feeling is coming up, because longings are that desire for something more, something different. They just know, like, it's for you. The opposite end of that is the discontent of that pain of like, ugh, like I just don't feel good here. I feel contracted, or my energy is hemmed in. There's a limitation or a box around me in some way. And everyone has their own different experience of what that is in their life. But I think that feeling is universal. We all go through that at some point in our life, and some more challenging than others. I think it just depends on the person you are and where you're at in your life. But yeah, for me, it was feeling like I was dying inside. In fact, before I ever got even connected with my mentor and asking certain questions to help evoke what the real answer is for ourselves, to know what's best for ourselves, I believe I got it from a book. I don't remember which one, but it was this idea of thinking to the end of your life, like really going that far out, because in invisible ink, in the future, we imagine, of course, it's very far out for each and every one of us. Of course, we want to live a full, long life, most of us. There is going to be a point where we're going to make our transition. That's guaranteed. No one gets out of this life alive. So at the end of your life, would you be proud of the decision that you make in this moment? That's the move. And that's honestly like what I got to, because yes, there was that, you know, uncertainty and fear, of course, of making that transition and change, much, I'm sure, similar to you, and maybe not overwhelming since you've been studying and working with this and actually taking steps in your life all the time, but it's still there, you know, but that question is really, really helpful, I found.
And I love that question, because it's something I wrote in my first book, and I got this from, nice. I forgot what motivational speaker now, but he was talking about living on E, and I just go, I love that, because you got to live on, you know, go all out, you know, have every experience. And my wife and I looked at each other too, and we said, you know, I have a mission in my life where I won't have no regrets. And hey, maybe there will be some things that'll show up, but I'm not that type of person anyhow. But it's one of those things I just was like, you know, we looked at ourselves and said, will we regret not doing this later in our life? And the answer was, yeah, we would if we never took the chance, because it was the prime moment. We didn't have kids yet. And we were like, we really felt like we had to get out of it. We just felt Chicago. We love Chicago. We love, you know, our whole family's there and my upbringing and everything it gave me for my life. But it felt at a point in our life where like, we just felt done. Like it was it. And I was like there for like 5 years already. My life took a couple more years before that happened. But it's that trust in that, you know, was there fears where there's worry? Of course, they're always there. I'm human. They're going to come up, and they still come up to this day from time to time. Right. But it's, you know, in the long run, I look back and I just go, well, this is one less thing I won't regret.
Exactly.
Just want to take a quick break here and just share with you, if you've been enjoying this episode, please do me a huge favor and just share it with a friend, a family member, someone that you know would benefit or enjoy listening to this just like you are. If this is your first time listening to the episode, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. It allows you not to miss another update or episode release that we do. If you're enjoying this, please do me a huge favor and share a review on whatever platform that you listen to the podcast on. It helps expand our reach and our mission out there and so much more. Now, let's go ahead and let's get back to the show. And I love how you bring up we're talking about feelings here a little bit, and I want to, you know, kind of shift this into more, we talked about soul and stuff and whatnot. How can then, you know, individuals find their purpose or find their path or, you know, find, you know, that you talked about before we got on, we talked about that genius in us and whatnot. How's that all begin? How's that look like?
Great question. And I appreciate you asking, because this is my work. As much as I've gone through in the last decade of discovering my purpose and then living it, that I find is the most rich work that I get to do. And I feel like that's why I'm here. And for me, the beginning point of this for anyone, whether you feel like you're actually like on your way or like you have no freaking clue at all, is to shift the wording that we use. Because you actually even use a very common word that most people think of when it comes to purpose, life purpose, soul purpose, whatever you want to call it, but to find it. I don't believe it's something we find, because finding it is, in essence, it's unconsciously thinking about it as something to look outside of ourselves for, or it's something like we don't have and we have to go looking for it, versus the proper word I find, and it's my favorite word in the English language, is discover. You discover it. Because if you hyphenate that word, discover, it really reveals the true work, is that you're not trying to find it, you're discovering it. You're taking off the cover of what's already inside of you. And we all, I'm sure you talk about this tons in your podcasts, like literally called the mindful experiment, but that talk about programming, right? We all have programming. I don't think anyone can get out of this human life alive without having some level of programming. Like, especially for 7 years of our life, we have to have that programming in order to learn how to function as a human being. But that programming often dampens or taps down our innate knowing of what we're here to do and who we're here to be. So the process I find is the discovery. And as you take layers off of like recognizing, and I often use questions like, all right, is that really me? Or is that really what I want? Is that what I would really love? Or is this thought, this idea, this dream, this vision, this what I think my purpose is this coming from maybe what my mom told me I should have or do, or what my parents thought was best for me, or you know, what society says is prestigious? Like, I think that was a part of the reason why I chose pharmacy. It was just programming. And once I had then unlearned some of that, of like, I don't think this industry is super helpful, then I started to discover that and then actually align more with what I really feel I'm here to be and do. So that what I recommend, that's what I would recommend as the first step, is changing the words and then start asking ourselves those kinds of questions.
I love it. It's one of the three words I have in my business is discover, expand, and evolve. So it's like, and I love the way you broke that down. I knew we were going to have a lot of, you know, synchronicities here. So it you know, and even just your podcast, science
and spirituality.
Yeah. That's what it was. I was going to say the science of spirituality, but it's amazing how we put our labels and the words we choose, right? It's like one of them that's been, I was really big on this before, and it's like coming back in my life about like people like, what's your problem? The problem you have to, and I'm like, don't use the word problem. Get that out of your vocabulary. Because if you have a problem, you're going to have a problem. But if you have a challenge just means you're being challenged. And when you shift that word, the energy is different. And it means that then all of a sudden the solutions, you're going to start being like, okay, I'm getting challenged, but I'm going to conquer this challenge. Why? Because your mind's looking now for solutions rather than I have a problem, and it's feel like you feel powerless because this is a problem you have to deal with. Like, you bring up a lot of things when it comes to the layering effect too. I mean, it's just, it is something I talk heavily on, and we're all programmed in some way, shape or form. I became a chiropractor in the first 5 years of my career. I wanted to be successful as I look back, it was, you know, one to show that I broke through the blue collar mentality. And I came from a family that was, you know, making paycheck to paycheck. And I was like, I'm going to do all of my power not to let that happen. And I did. I hit my financial peak in 5 years. But then I started asking the real question, why, you know, what was the real deeper reason why I became a chiropractor? What kind of chiropractic do I want to do and share with the world? And that was, now I was getting into purpose. And we're using the word purpose. I call it a vision. And again, there are many different names you can choose, but, and it's one of those elements, but you talked about that first step is discovering, right? Taking the layers off, choosing different labels. Then what's the next thing that for the listeners, they can, you know, okay, they're hearing this, they love it. Okay, right. It's a discovery process. It's, I don't have to go out and find my purpose. I like that because it's a mental trick. Because you, like you said, you find it, you're looking outside instead of within. What's step two? If there is.
Start living it now. Now. Because that's another myth I find in when there's any conversation around purpose, is that like, I'm going to, like I'm working on actually like fulfilling my purpose, as if there's some end goal to it. But we all, once we get to understand like what we're really here for, which it can be broken down very simply when we start to discover what we really are here for, like personally for me, in a simple format, I'm here to help people live their soul's purpose. I could say that in one sentence. I can't tell you how many years it got me to actually discover that and really claim that and know that for myself and actually believe that that's enough, you know, but I think anyone can start finding that and, or discovering that. See, notice even the programming, I'll have the words here and there, but so to discover that is, it's just steps you can take now. And then it just comes back to the questioning, what can I do to start living that purpose that I might believe that is mine? Because like when I left pharmacy school, as I shared, like I didn't really know what I wanted to do next. I didn't really know my purpose. It was a discovery process, as we talked about, but I started living my purpose from day one when I said, I'm done with this career path. I really see, looking back now, connecting the dots, the truth was I was taking the steps and actually starting to live my purpose right then and there. And actually celebrating that and calling that good rather than feeling like it's got to be like something down the line, which it will be, you know, maybe more expanded version of what you want to do in terms of living your purpose or making an impact in the people's lives that you care about. And that doesn't have to be work either. I find that I just resonate mostly with just having supporting people and helping them live their purpose when they have a difference they want to make in the world. But that could be in relationships. Like I find a lot of parents find their purpose is within their family unit, providing a really solid foundation for their kids as they're growing up. You know, that's purpose right there. It's not work. It's like, you know, the traditional career, earning money from it and all, but it's absolutely purposeful. And so it's living in those moments and asking like, what can I do today to live my purpose? What I feel is mine to do. So it's super simple when it comes to that.
It is. And I love how you brought up the whole thing. It's not a destination. It's really just the journey of it all. Like when you're really living your purpose, it's a question I ask a lot of clients in the work that I do is like, I'll ask them, what is something that you love to do that you can do it for free because of how much it gives you, something that's beyond monetary and it's something beyond this life, which means you can take it with you. And it's always fascinating because the answer is it's just like asking, what do you want? And it's a simple question, right? It's so hard for people to answer that question. I know personally, because I was asked that question 20 something years, you know, when I was 23, 24, like, what do you want? What do you want as a chiropractor? What do you want in your life? And I was like, let's see here. Yeah, I want the nice big house, the car, you know, the standard programming. And it's one of those things where, but purpose is something that you are living day in and day out that fuels you. And for the listeners, that's something that once you find that, to me, this is just my definition of fulfillment, is there's two of them. Two parts to it. One is, you know, choosing what you want to experience and experience it. But the second one then is doing what you love to do. Like it just, you do something and it's just like, you can't see yourself never not doing it.
Right.
Because you shared something about your vision. You said your purpose. Same thing. Because I sometimes say when I'm sharing vision, I'm like, it's your soul's purpose, your life's purpose, or XYZ. Why do you exist in this world today? That's one of the questions I'll ask clients. And it's that principle, like you shared yours in a sentence. Mine's is raising the conscious levels of individuals to help them remember the greatness of who they are. And that's, you know, and that's as simple as that. Now, like, you know, saying it in a sentence, right? Took many years to cultivate that to get to just raising consciousness levels to help people remember the greatness of who they are. Because I know my whole thing is if I can help them remember the greatness of who they are, game over, I'm done. Because everything else, they'll take care of on their own.
Right. That's really beautiful. You know, there's a recommendation I have for helping people in discovering and really diving deep into like those words. Because I think it's really important to have something that's a simple version, because those words can then give so much into your life as you keep them in mind. It's easy to remember then, able to share that with others so you can connect with others that either you're meant to serve or that it could be create community and support with you. And as you're building that dream or living your purpose, maybe you've heard of it, but Start With Why by Simon Sinek, classic book, but he has a workbook, not as well known or not as popular. It's called the Discover Your Why. It's a literal workbook. I might be getting the title wrong exactly, but look up Simon Sinek and his workbook. And that there's a process to go through, whether it's an organization, personal, like in your own personal life, or even just as a solopreneur, entrepreneur. There's certain exercises you have to do to go through. And that's how I discovered really that wording. Which, funny enough, just to share it, Vic, your words that you shared is actually similar to mine. Like, that's like the even shorter version, what I mentioned before about helping people live their soul's purpose. But it's specifically to help, in order to live their soul's purpose, to deepen their own trust in themselves and the universe, to help them make the impact on expanding consciousness in the world that they're meant to make. Go figure. Another synchronicity.
I knew there's going to be a few of them.
Yes.
But it is, you know, and it's one of those things, like, because, you know, and again, this all stemmed for me was like being a kid. And I remember I used to have aunts and family members, but you want to go deep. Why do you want to talk deep so much? And I was always like, what else is there to talk about? Like,
right.
Sports. I mean, I love talking about sports, but I'd rather play it. You know, that's just how I was. And it just comes to that purpose. Like, and as I kept evolving into this world and, you know, all my own little, you know, again, no one's path is linear. At least I haven't interviewed anybody in my podcast that has had a linear path. Very close to one. I had one that was almost there. He wanted to be a construction. That's what he wanted to be. But at the point of where he is and what he's doing, he was like, there was some little deviant point. Like, it wasn't straight. So I'm like, okay, you are the closest I've ever had. But it is one of those things where, but when I started to get into the spiritual work and getting into this kind of stuff, it was just like understanding consciousness and this whole game called life. I was like, yeah, no, expanding consciousness for individuals is where it's at. Cause if we could do that, like what you're doing, the same thing, when you're helping people on their soul's purpose, you're expanding their consciousness. And then when you expand consciousness, and it's a whole new game. You're at a whole new vibration. There's a whole new playing field that you can experience and whatnot. And the beautiful thing I love about life is there's no end to that. It's just, how high do you want to go? How far do you want to go? How deep do you want to go? And where do you want to go with it? And how long do you want to stay in that realm?
Yes. Infinite. Going back to that. We're literally living in an infinite universe. And so there's infinite ways of expressing that. And it's just beautiful. And I really believe, you know, the end point of all of this for me, end point, quote unquote, right? But where I really see that my mission is really is to help create peace on earth. I know I cannot do that alone. It's impossible, quite literally, but I believe it's possible. And it's interesting when I even say that, because I always love sharing that bigger vision, but I'm not naive enough to think that there's going to be no like turmoil, you know, challenge in between human beings or nations or, you know, a state between state or whatever it is. But we don't have to have the bloodshed. Or manipulation, or like literally we are one race, one human species. And so until we live together, like then we're doomed. And so there's a lot of seeing that. And I do my best to have some lightness around it, but we desperately need that if we want our species to continue.
I couldn't agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. I mean, it is, you know, I always joke around and say, we can't get along on this planet and all these other things that we have going on, but yet once we go space exploration and all of a sudden, let's say we're on Mars or Pluto or some other planet in some other solar system and you see another human being, are you going to be very happy to see another human being, want to connect with them? Yeah. Absolutely, right? But right. Like I experienced this when I moved from Chicago and I went to school at Arizona for a little bit. And I would, when I see someone, you know, I see someone I knew from Chicago or around the area, I'd be like, oh my God, where are you from? Where do you live at? Blah, blah, blah. And I just wanted to like get to know them and be like, oh my God, there's someone of my people that I know from my area. Or from where I live. And I think that's the kind of energy I'm always like, we need to come to that place and really do that. So I love the work you're doing. Before we wrap up, how can people find you, follow you, you know, get see what you're up to and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I'd be happy to share. I mean, one easy way, since you obviously are you listening, you're listening to a podcast. If you'd love to check out me and my brother's podcast, it's called Science and Spirituality. We have hundreds of episodes. But my website, kevincarton.com, if you want to check out anything that I do as a coach. And then I also have a free gift that, if you'd be willing to share as well, Vic, on your, yeah, the description of the notes. It's called the Soul Purpose Blueprint, and it's literally the soulpurposeblueprint.com. If you want to check it out, it's a free download. It's about 11 pages to go deeper or in essence, reiterate basically what everything we've covered already, Vic, in this call and, or this podcast. But there's actually a place to get deeper into your purpose and your vision and actually writing it out so that you can put it down on paper to have it more real for you so you can start working with it. So if you're in the beginning of your journey or you want to refresh that, then that's a great guidebook to help. And then you obviously get signed up for emails and stuff and, you know, you get more into my own world if you're interested.
Well, then for all the listeners, I'll have that in the show notes for you and so much more. Kevin, I knew this was going to be a joy and a blast, man. This time flew by. But one of the things I got to say, I said it earlier, I'll say it again. I just appreciate the work you're doing, man, and helping light up the world one person at a time.
That's the goal. That's what we're working on. Yeah, thank you. It's been a pleasure being here.
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.